from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
One, two, three, four. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning. It is the 7th day of July. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all you folks out there in Villarica.
Out in Villarica.
In Villarica.
Out there on I-20.
Yes. Yes, yes,
Where the rain hits first before it gets to the rest
of us. Tell them how it works, Sam. tell them how it works between us.
Where it rains out in that area on its way eastward. And we always get a warning. I always get a warning from you when it happens.
You got 15, 20 minutes?
The last couple of days, man, the bottom just was falling out around the area.
I've been giving you, and I gave you some warnings, didn't
yeah.
I don't give it to you all the time, but when it's coming down hard out there in West Cobb,
yeah,
I give you a heads up. And it was coming down hard the other day. It was just like yesterday, too.
Yeah, yeah, and I think we're due for some more of that today. We're just in that weather pattern, folks. But you know what? Be thankful we're not the folks down in the Gulf Coast on that coast of Texas.
Corpus Christi.
Because they're getting ready to deal with someone, not just Corpus Christi, on up through Houston.
Houston,
yeah,
is
right.
The one.
Yeah, because Houston, you get some rain in there, and that place just floods.
I don't know why people live there, to be honest with you.
That place just floods, man.
I just don't know. After the first two or three.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm looking for places.
I was several years ago, the one that came in and just sat there. There was a storm that came in. And it's like it was there for like 3 days or something, just dumping water on that thing. So, so be thankful that we're not there. And, we'll get our share, but we won't get that.
Can I just tell you again, is driving in this morning, the skyline or our downtown area just looks spectacular.
Yeah.
I just have to say it again, because I come in and again, whether it's fog or not, the George's Own building, and right next to it, I don't know what the buildings are. It's all red, white, and blue still for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a beautiful downtown area. And you get to admire it at 4 in the morning. No more knuckleheads.
And the thing of it is, and you're moving. You're not
right.
Admired because because it's turned into a parking lot, right?
No.
You admire it as you move toward your destination. Because you can't at that hour.
Exactly. And, oh, man, I said all that and didn't tell you what color was the Google.
Oh, man.
I forgot to look.
All right.
I was busy looking at other stuff. So throughout the show, a couple things I think we will be doing. A is giving as best we possibly can any traffic updates. Because this is like the equivalent of the Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming home. And they said being on the road after, let's say, 11 a.m., 11 to 12, it could be adventurous. Because it ain't just the people coming back home here in Atlanta.
Who's passing through?
It's the ones that are passing through.
And they have no idea where they're going, folks.
No, they don't.
It's bad enough with the people that live here, but we're going to throw in some folks that don't have a clue.
don't know how to navigate.
Don't know about the Grady curve. You're going to see a sign saying I-20, you know, a couple of miles back, and you get up, and I-20 is going to be way on the other side of the freeway.
Exactly.
You got to cross five lanes of traffic. I mean, hey, nothing can prepare you for that.
No. And listen, it's messing me up with getting on 400 now, the top of the perimeter, with all the construction.
Well, they moved it up.
It's like somebody changed the clocks and nobody told me.
It's like moving the goalposts. We moved the goalposts over.
It's happened to me twice. I literally have cussed out loud in the car when I realized, these folks, where are they going? Oh, that's the 400.
That's it. And then there you go. You all the way up the perimeter mall. Turn around and coming back.
Man.
You know, hope that didn't happen to the people that went out to the Braves game last night, because they got to see the Braves win.
It was a game that I wanted to specifically, especially the way we've been talking about this Braves team and speculating on what could be, and they're looking up 10 games behind Philadelphia. This is not the Braves team that we've known over the last few years, even though they've got the injuries that they do. So I said, all right, enough of this. And you know my stance about baseball and the season. 162 games, not getting worked up into a lather before the All-Star break, short of a number of key injuries. Now, obviously, the top starter and the MVP is gone. But we've seen them get the chip with Ronald being gone.
Yeah.
And we're seeing, we had a bright spot yesterday, man. I have a hard time with this guy's name. Schnellenberger?
Schnellenbach.
Schnellenbach.
Yeah.
He pitched yesterday. Not only just did he pitch and got the run support, but he showed some athleticism that I hadn't seen before and giving you some hope about the future. Now, you still don't know what Alex Anthopoulos is going to do.
Right.
And there's still some moves you assume are going to be made. And you want to subscribe to what everybody else is saying. You got the Cy Young winner here on the team, too, or at least the front runner right now. So I watched this game last night, man. And this looks like a team, given the way they played, they did everything that you want. The bats woke up at an opportune time. I sat here and talked to you yesterday about, resting your laurels on Marcelo Ozuna. And right now, I'm just swing.
He's come back the last couple
of nights. Just get up there.
The last couple of nights.
There's no technique to what he's doing, man. He's just getting up there, see ball, hit ball.
Yep.
And it seems to be working, so I need to just shut up and watch and enjoy it.
5-1 the final. We're going to dive more into the Braves and a very special guest that was there last night. Special visitor for them. Meanwhile, things not as well for Atlanta United. The road trip continued, and you figured it was going to be a little tough out there in Salt Lake City. Figured it was going to be difficult. That's a very, very sharp team, one of the top teams in the West, in second place in there. And, but we did get to hear Mike Conte, call a goal. Let's listen to it.
Finally directing traffic now, throwing it short to Shonday Silva, and it was intercepted by Crooks. Shonday now digging for the second ball. He got it. Wiley gives it back to Shonday along the end line. Cut back pass now to Schlitz. To Saba inside the box. He flicks to Rios. Back to Saba. Shot! Score! Listen, all you all, it's a sabotage! And Atlanta United, after conceding in the first minute, has equalized in the 31st.
What do you call it, a slavotage?
A sabotage.
I heard that one.
That's all right. That's right. Shout out Mike Conte.
Yes, sir.
We don't have Boom Yakumakis anymore.
That's a good one.
Good one. But 5-2 the finals, that they fall to Real Salt Lake, and, that's just tough. When you give up a goal in the first minute of play, I mean, the people have even settled into their seats, and poof, you're down 1-0. And you're struggling to produce opportunities, not just goals, to just produce opportunities to score. They came back and they tied it up with that particular goal, but then Real Salt Lake goes on to win 5-2, the final score. And we'll check in more and talk more about that a little later on in this hour as well.
Got to talk again. That Braves coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Karen Pestana is going to join us as she does when there is major tennis events going on.
We got some home folks playing today.
Yeah.
We got home folks looking, playing over, looking good. And I think it's going to be a nice day. It's raining over at in Wimbledon right now. But I think our home folks are due to play on the matches, on the courts that got the covers.
I've never asked this before, and yes. I don't know why I've never thought about this. Is Wimbledon literally in considered in the city of London?
No, it's a village.
That's what I thought. So it's a kind of its own little,
like
the Vatican.
A little hamlet.
Okay. Ooh, that was nice.
little area there. Little village. It's not in the city.
We want to welcome our producer and say good morning to Noel.
Morning!
What the heck was that? You sound like a moose in heat. Now, give her another one. That was like some Mutual of Omaha animal or something like that. Good morning!
How are you?
Good morning!
Hey.
I have a question for you, Noel, and of course, Noel's World comes up at 7:40, and this is one of those radio talk show topics, but we haven't asked you this before in the time that you have been working with us. With Wimbledon going on right now, do you have a couple bucket list sports venues that you would like to go to, you know, whether it's here or Daytona 500 or the Notre Dame game, the USC college, you know, the Coliseum. Where is a sports venue? And it could be around the world. It has to be in this country. I don't know how I tripped and fell into this, but our own Steak Shapiro just got back from a trip, and he was talking about, I guess he was in Italy, and was given like one word kind of responses to places he had visited and things he, of course, you know, Steak did some eating while he was over there.
Oh yeah,
but mentioned the Coliseum. And there's some kind of comment about they should put more seats in here, or should have a game in here or something. But he had a comment about the Coliseum. It could be that. But I'm curious, Noel, if you have a place that you've been watching for years, man, I want to go to a game there. Or I want to go see an event there.
There is a place.
Or a couple, even.
There's a place I've been saying I was going to go to forever, and only because it's a lot I want to do there.
Right.
But I've been meaning to watch a game in Minnesota for years. I've been trying to get to Minnesota for like 6 years.
Football, baseball, basketball,
what kind of game? College or pro?
Pro.
Oh, she talking the Vikings.
It could be the Gophers.
She ain't going up there to see no Gophers.
Why not?
Being an outdoor stadium. First of all, she's talking about staying warm in Minnesota.
100%, yes.
That's the first thing. Because
the 2 years that they were over there at the University of Minnesota, wasn't going to that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nope, not at all.
But you're talking about the new place, or you're not talking about the hefty bag?
I want to see the new place, but also like just there's a lot in Minnesota that I want to experience. So that's always been a stadium. There's that. There's the Mary Tyler Moore statue. There's the Mall of America.
Oh, I forgot about that.
With the amusement park.
Because
fun fact, in the Mary Tyler Moore opening credits, she is washing her white Mustang in a Fran Tarkington jersey.
That's
wow.
Tight right there. That's yikes. Tight right there. No, that's good.
Yeah.
Somebody was paying attention.
Yeah,
see,
really
this is the art department
that.
of a TV show. They are paying attention. They're looking at that scene and go, hey, let's shoot that again. Put Mary in a – get Fran Tarkington.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta get more Minnesota in here. Yeah, put in Fran Tarkington jersey.
That's nice.
You also got them over the ground tunnels that they need to stay warm.
Yeah.
Move around.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
You must have those.
There is now you want to go early in a Viking season, right? So you can actually get out and walk around.
Yes,
and do some stuff.
Cuz that's how I experienced Heinz Field. We went early.
From Pittsburgh, yeah.
Yeah, we thought we were going to miss the snow, and we did, but we wound up catching heat that we weren't planning on catching. It was hot.
Okay.
We sat right under the sun, and we lost. So, but
that's kind of cool. All right. Well, I hope that happens for you. You know, the other thing about that is
I got a chance to go to the hefty bag.
You got to go to the hefty bag.
The hefty bag.
I was up there I went with the Falcons when they beat the Vikings.
You up there for the kick?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, you. The kick that had my house silent for 48 hours.
Yeah.
It had my house silent for 48 hours.
I was up at Jocks and Jill's at Galleria, and we were doing nothing but playing the bird over and over again. A whole bunch of folks watching it up there. Tracy was running the joint, and I was DJing up there and played the bird over and over. The dance floor might still be packed. So, anyway. All right, well, listen, we wish you well up there. That sounds like
we wish you well up there.
Gets to do that. I mean, look, that's a full weekend. If she goes Friday and Saturday, hangs out at Paisley Park, goes out and does some things, and then it culminates with a Vikings. You know, look, it could be a Vikings-Falcons game. I mean, that's
more than likely. You know, my sister's a huge Prince fan, so we will be at Paisley Park, even if we stand outside and look at it for hours. We will be at Paisley Park.
There you go. Well, let's get this thing back on track here, but I was curious about that. And if you have any other ones, tell us throughout the show. We are just getting started on this Sunday morning. It is Sam and Greg, 7th day of July, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm going to take us with you in the Odyssey app.
But I love you like the sun. I like to put my arms around you. Run, 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 run away. Let's run, 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 run away.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Sunday morning,
if you knew how much
and it is just going to be another really hot day. Get out there, and not only that, which aggravates a lot of us, you got to deal with that. But you got all this traffic coming through the city today, so just be very careful out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of folks heading back home, not just coming back to the city, coming through the city.
Yeah,
and they can't get through Atlanta fast enough. So be careful out there.
Well, if you know where you're going, you don't have to take the freeway.
We ain't not talking about us. We're talking about the knuckleheads zipping through here.
Yo, we talking about us. In case you
wait,
because you know why?
Roads.
Because you know why we get turned around when we get a holiday in the middle of the week, and we tend to forget which day is where and which day is which. Today is Sunday, and so folks are going to come back because some folks got to go back to work tomorrow. You know, it's not time for the folks to go back to school yet, although them back-to-school sales are happening. How did you feel when they started having back-to-school sales? That would make me so angry. Because I'm like, don't rush me back. Don't rush me back to school.
You right.
Know, it's the great back-to-school. You know, I was hoping my mom didn't hear that. Change the channel. Don't rush me back. I want my full 3 months. I want my full 3 months. Forget everything I learned.
You realize parents ain't trying to hear that, though. Because they want you back. They want you out the house.
I want my full 3 months. don't rush me back to school. I'm like, oh, get, you know, buy paper, buy pencil sharpeners. No.
Okay. Well, yeah. You heard it from Mr. Crenshaw.
Yep. But they have to go now.
Well, they're going.
They're going because they're air conditioned babies. They got air conditioned, so they might as well go. They might as well go next week.
I
back.
We need some kids for some of these casting call jobs. So you still got a chance to earn some money.
They can earn some. They can do it on the weekend.
They can't do it on the weekend. That's the problem. You can't do this on the weekends.
They need to go back.
You cannot.
They got air conditioning.
So you try to push them back in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Get on back in there. You got air conditioning.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. So I'm adding to Noel's, this is a little thing I'm going to do throughout the show today, adding to Noel's bucket list of wanting to go to Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't expect Minnesota, but
no,
that's where
I didn't.
She'd like to go.
No,
what did I tell you on the way out yesterday? Remember I told you what I was saying about Noel? We're sharing a little behind the scenes something here. I said this about our producer yesterday when you and I were walking to 15th Street, recapping something with the show. And I said this about her because of something that she had said during the show that just surprised me again yesterday. She is becoming an artichoke for us.
I know when you say that. What are you thinking? She's very nice.
This is a massive artichoke.
I would not describe her as an artichoke.
I'm about to give you. You are and that was the analogy I came up with. I said, you are like a beautiful artichoke. You peel one incredible layer back after another. And it unearthed.
Well, because of what she was telling us about all the people she was related to or connected to.
That was that?
I was like, whoa.
Her knowledge of Bob Dylan dropping the acoustic guitar and picking up an electric and how that changed rock and roll. She knew that. She wasn't around for 2 decades before Bob Dylan. And yet she knew that story. Right? So again, that's what we're saying.
Yeah,
that's how we feel about her.
Yeah,
and she's really busy right now, so she wants to go.
But she wants to go to Minnesota.
So one of the things she's got to do
before October 31st.
Well, if she goes later, she got a snowmobile.
Okay.
And she got to do it on a frozen lake.
Oh.
Because them lakes freeze up there. You got 10 feet of ice.
You're going to do some ice fishing while you're up there?
Well, that's something. I don't know if she's a fisher person. I don't know. Next time I go fishing will be the first time. I'm not a fisher person.
You know what? I wonder if Greg Street would do that. Greg Street loves to
fish. I would imagine he would.
You think?
If you flew him up, put him in a nice hotel room and said, Greg, all you got to do is go ice fishing for the weekend, I think he would do it. It would be another form of, if you told me I could go play a sport that I play somewhere other than my element, I'd want to go do it just to see what it's like to experience that.
Okay.
I like to play. You know what I like to play a game of? Learn about it first, and then play a game of cricket. Because I have no idea what the hell I'm doing. I have no idea. But then there's a ball and there's a bat. We're gonna
find out because we get more and more opportunities to check that sport out.
Yeah. So that's one of the things. So anyway, snowmobiling and Lake Minnetonka.
Okay.
She remembers from Purple Rain.
Okay.
She's gonna do those two things. I'm thinking of other stuff for her. There you go. And lastly, she could possibly see the Northern Lights.
Ah.
Now, that's crazy.
Okay.
And that's something I want to do.
Okay.
And I don't want to do it from, you'll be able to see it from Georgia here, this particular, because of this crazy confluence of the. No, I want to go up to either Minnesota or into Canada and see that at one point. That's kind of cool. Okay. I mean, that's nature.
Yeah, it is.
And it works there. So you want to see that. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. With Bobby Cox in attendance.
Bobby Cox in attendance last night.
Man. So good to see him.
That is so special. That is so special. The former Braves manager has been battling some severe health issues, and everyone was genuinely thrilled to see him there last night. And so it was great to see him. I heard about some Bobby sightings recently.
Right.
That he had been out, I think was grandkids playing baseball or something, and he was out sitting watching them play in a park and whatnot. So that was pretty cool that he came out to see the team. And I think he may visit the park a little more than people know.
And not tell folks.
You know what I mean? And not make a deal out of it, but to come out there with the crowd, everything.
He's doing it again. Yeah. Patrick McEnroe shouldn't stand. Well, at least he unbuttoned his coat.
Yeah.
You can't see how tight it is on him.
There you go. He got some jeans on today.
But the thing is, with Bobby Cox, you wonder how much he can enjoy the game. Because everybody wants to come up and kiss the ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think a lot of people get that. They're just happy to see him there. And I think he visited with the team before the game. So, I think that means a lot to to everyone for him
do
to be
Do you
there.
Think that the 35 and unders in this city appreciate what he did for this team during his tenure?
Well, they may not, but when they go out to the ballpark, they get to see, obviously, the number of the retired. They see the statue out front. So not everybody gets that.
My reason for bringing that up is, in the minds of some, well, he got the same amount of world championships as Brian Snitker.
Okay. Well,
you know what I mean? It's all about
But you got to be in it. And I'll say you got to be in it to win it.
Oh, I believe it.
Because people say the same thing about Marv leaving. You know, you got to get there. Right, but you got to be good to get there.
Tell you what,
you got to be good consistently to do what he did.
I think that that is one of the greatest feats, and I defy you to argue with me about this. And when you talk about the obvious Super Bowl wins, that's one thing. Yeah. You can talk about the Steelers, you can talk about the 49ers, you can talk about the obviously New England and all of them. But none of them did what he did. And that is, and we talk about Minnesota, we talk about what Bud Grant did.
Yep. Right. Well,
now, Bud Grant didn't do it the way Marv Levy did, but I'd be hard-pressed to find somebody arguing a team that goes four straight Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Despite the losses, getting there.
Yeah.
Getting your people to, after you get
knocked
down.
You don't have to tell us. We live in Atlanta.
Yeah, but four different. But getting there after a loss, we ain't done that.
You don't have to tell us. You know, we know that.
Y'all sound like me and my dad going back and forth about the Falcons and Vikings. Well, if it's not us in the low light, it's y'all. So if it's not old man Willie running away with the interception, it's somebody running through the Falcons.
I don't know how to even phrase this, but be prouder of your history as a Minnesota Viking versus, not Viking, Buffalo Bill versus being an Atlanta Falcon? And be prouder of your history and what you know, Falcons went to one, lost it, but went to two, lost them, but not.
And that brings somebody else in that was also on those Buffalo Bills teams. Cornelius Bennett was on the Falcons team.
Okay. You ain't got to whisper it, though. I could barely hear
That's my homeboy. Okay. Birmingham. Biscuit. Shout out to Biscuit.
But given what they did, even though they lost, that's something to be talked about. I mean, it took a long time, and years have passed, but I think that those guys from Jim Kelly on down, by the way, say a prayer with him every time you get a chance to.
Yeah.
Jim just dealing with some stuff. But those teams and what they accomplished, I think, are worthy of mention. On a regular basis, okay, you can say not on the same level as New England and maybe even the 49ers and the Steelers. But still, when you talk about this Super Bowl era, that is not to be slept on. Do you guys agree with me or not?
Yeah, but
I 100% agree. I mean, look where the Bills are now and where they want to get to. Do you want to be the Bills now or do you want to be the Bills in the 90s? Well, you actually get to experience the pomp and circumstance. Now, you don't get to have the parade, but you get that week before of pumping your chest out and feeling like you got that shot.
I want to ask another question, seriously. When you talk about, because I'm thinking about what you said in this conversation, and you think about the leaders, because we talked about Bobby Cox, we started talking about that, and Brian Snitker, and what kind of leader is Marv Levy versus the ones who got the Super Bowl rings? Talk about the Belichicks, the Bill Parcells, the Bill Walshes, and those guys. To go into that locker room, Jimmy Johnson, to go into that locker room and get those guys back up three years in a row. After losing. You lose that first one, get them back in there, get them worked up into a lather, have them get back there, then have the same thing happen, and do it two more times. How many leaders have you seen like that in sports?
You usually see it in college. Like it seems like it's easier for coaches to galvanize
in
a
college,
bunch of hungry
kids. Right, because
they got to be
there.
Let me bring it back to where we started and where we're supposed to be as the Braves. To get them up for how many games? But to get a team up for as many games as Major League Baseball season.
162.
Bobby Cox
did. So, I mean, that's...
To bring the pennant home every year. Because you talk about people my age, 35 and under. So if you don't understand what it means to have that pennant there every single year, to go to the ballpark and count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, there's almost one for every year I've been alive.
Yep.
That's an impeccable feat.
And to have the right... The other thing that Bobby Cox should get credit for is having the right type of players.
Well, yeah.
Because he can't be on the field. So you got to have those leaders on the field, too. Now, we know during that stretch, if you were here, who was running those teams. When Bobby kept his mouth shut, it was the pitching staff.
Yep.
And there were guys who came to this team and didn't get along with that pitching staff, and they were here for 1 or 2 years, right?
Right.
And then they were gone, and you knew why they were gone. Say what you will about it, but yeah, that is as important. As we talked about Levy, you can talk about Bobby Cox the same way. He had Jim Kelly. You know, Bobby had this pitching staff.
Yeah.
It wasn't one, just one player. And that pitching staff absolutely trained Chipper because he picked up the ball right after them.
Yeah.
And was that leader and the same type of leader. And there
But just like we talk about this team that has done well, your defense and your defense in the middle of the field was so consistent behind them, including the guy in center field who's waiting his chance to possibly be a Hall of Famer. Talk about Andrew Jones.
But before so,
we talk about those Braves team. But hey, we didn't. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No. I know we were listening to the music. We had a nice conversation there. But these guys got it done yesterday, and it was a wonderful win. And like I said, Ozuna, just keep seeing the ball and hitting the ball.
Ronaldo Lopez is going to start today. They play at 1:35. It's going to be a little warm.
You might want to bring your umbrella too.
We're going to talk more about this next in the 8 o'clock hour. Gil Tyree is going to join us from Philadelphia.
That's going to be fun.
And we're going to talk about the Phillies and get his thoughts on what the Sixers have added to their team too. So can't wait for that. Gil's coming up at 8:20.
Gil is coming up. We got Karen Pistana and talk a little Wimbledon a little bit here. Noel's World coming up at 7:40. Mr. Crenshaw's going to let you know what's going on locally. Up next, wait a minute. I'm sorry. We got to do Atlanta United. I thought it was at the top of the hour. I lost my whole train of thought there. We have to talk about what happened out there in Utah yesterday.
Yep. We'll do that.
We will get that up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Straight out of our lids. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us, floor rush, when they DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip-hop record. He touched the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents deep, fatter joints called undergrounds. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, boogie had to change.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 7th day of July. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. We'll be back next weekend, 6 until 10. All right, I'm going to be quiet here for a little while because I've been talking way too much these last two segments, so I don't want to go down a rabbit hole again, so I'm going to let you just take it from here. Because I don't want to keep us from what we want to talk about here. Last segment, we had some fun and didn't do a deeper dive.
So why we shouldn't? Why?
So now I'm gonna let you know. Go ahead, run the show, man.
Why can't we continue to have fun?
We're gonna keep having fun, but I know you want to get to what happened out there in Utah yesterday. So I don't want to start off.
Oh, okay.
Thinking about something else here, which I have three thoughts on my head. If I activate any of them, we won't get to Atlanta United. So that's why I'm gonna back up 10 yards and punt.
Back up 10 yards and punt.
Yep.
Why you got to be 10 yards? But honestly, folks.
Yes.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Freddie Downtown Brown. Downtown Freddie Brown. Would have been,
okay.
Long time ago. So now we're back on track.
Okay.
There's some fun, too.
He's one of them guys.
You didn't think you'd hear about
No. That's one
you woke up this morning.
There you go. He's one of them guys. Just cross midcourt, give him the ball. That was his range.
That's right.
Absolutely. Atlanta United, my goodness. I guess if there's any good thing you say is that they get to play again soon. They're playing, right?
Yes. As a matter of fact, they play Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
They have it's one of those Open Cup matches.
Open Cup match.
Yeah, so they're taking on Indy.
And I think that kind of comes at a good time for this team.
They've had success in those matches.
They've had success, and that's kind of what you need. You need to go out and do the things that you do and have something that works, after some disappointments. And like you said, it's something for Rob Valentino. Things have gone well, in this time of being interim. But now it's a little bit of a bump, and things became official with Thiago Almada. Yeah. That's the other thing that happened, and we knew that was on the way. But that transfer became official, and the team is going to get that record. 21 million. So that's huge what the team is getting in this transfer. The thing of it is, what do you do with it? Who do you get? And can they step in and mesh and fit in with this team to move them forward? But for now, you're trying to do some things. It's hard to get goals. So your defense has to be great. You can't have any leaks, any breakdowns. They had some of those on set pieces last night. And that's something, that's it's kind of assignments. Assignments, and there were some breakdowns, and you know, this team didn't need any help. Salt Lake City is already a strong, potent team offensively. They didn't need any extra help. So this 5-2 loss is something very disappointing for Atlanta United. You go out and you fight, and you know it's going to be difficult. You got a long trip. You go up to New England. And, you know, if nothing else, this trip gave the team some time to do, you know, some bonding and saying, you know what? You know, Giakoumakis ain't going to come through the door and save us. You know, Amada's not going to come through the door. You know, and realize we all we got for right now. And really focus that way and build on who's here and not worry about who's not. I know Noel's working on some stuff. You let me know what you got one of the goals?
Let's hear it.
Let's hear a goal.
Wolf flicks the ball back to Moyamba. Advantage play to Atlanta as Wiley will race down the far touchline. And send across in for Rios. It bounces all the way through to Lennon. Right corner of the 18. Brooks another cross the back post. Header score. Rios. 4-2 as Rios stays hot and scores again.
Yeah, Daniel Rios getting his fifth goal. And Kanji, you heard it in his voice. You could tell how the night had been going.
Like he just got audited.
Oh, my goodness. You could tell how the evening had been and some of the disappointment and seeing the team having some struggles. But getting a goal, 5-2, your final. So you were hoping on one of those stops that maybe you could have at least had a draw and come back with 1 point, if not even the 3 points. Weren't able to do that. So now they come back and try to circle the wagons and regroup. And Noel, you let me know if you got something from one of the anything from Coach. Let me know if you got one of them. Okay. Let's take a listen to Rob Valentino as he talks about the goals that were surrendered.
Yeah, I think the goals that we gave up are extremely disappointing. We have to work so hard to score, so hard. And I felt like we gave it away.
So it's tough for him to say that. I mean, you know, because it's hard to come, not just goals, but just opportunities for goals.
What does he have different now than his first tenure as interim coach? And I realize there's some players here, but
well, he's got he was coming off a coach that wasn't popular. I won't say the team was angry, but they had the coach that he replaced.
Now or before?
No, but before the place
right.
He had before.
I would think that would be the case now because we had a conversation. At least I instigated it, where I thought, well, maybe these guys ain't playing hard for this dude, which we see in football. I said that. That was my idea.
Yeah,
you didn't say that. I said it.
I don't think that was the case at all.
I was wondering if that, given that train of thought, that this is possibly the reason why.
No, but before it was a coach that wasn't very popular. You know, I think Gonzalo Pineda didn't have that issue. They just, you know, injuries and then just a lot of unfortunate things that were happening. I don't think they were down on him. Nothing that I've heard anybody talk to say that they gave up on him. And so here's a team that's, you know, started out the season with a lot of anticipation, a lot of great expectation, but a lot of things have happened. You don't see the things happening that some of your top players or your producers are going to get transferred out to other places. And you don't have them.
That's the messy part about this. That's
true. But you know what? It's our turn. It has happened to other teams in this league, and this you know is your turn. You know, it's what you do
that MLS has that's the problem, and I wonder if that's one of the reasons why it doesn't ascend to a level that a lot of people have said.
Well, that's just it. You trying that with this guy down in Miami. The guy down in Miami is going to change
his
name. Stuff.
Like he's Baltimore. The
guy in Miami is the one. Really, he's going to change a lot of opinions on a lot of things to where this league fits in among leagues around the world. I don't know if this league will ever, you know, get to the point of the leagues, you know, the leagues in Europe. Because how long they've been established and the deep pockets they got.
Question. Isn't this the third time we've seen this happen where the speculation was that this particular all-time great is going to change this? We saw it with Pele. Then we saw it with Beckham. Now we're talking about
a whole different
everything is a little different because it's not the same situation, but it's still this particular sport which is trying to grow amongst the redwoods that are the other sports that you have here in America that you got to compete with.
Right.
You can't.
I think it's grown to the fact that I don't know what the average attendance was for the Chiefs back in the day, but it definitely wasn't what we're getting here now in town. So I mean that's that to me that speaks volumes the fact of what we're doing here Never mind what may be happening in Chicago or in Philadelphia or in New England or L.A.
All right, let me give you a scenario.
It's what we're doing here in a place where it's supposed to be a tough sale. All right. It's supposed to be a tough sale, especially in a few weeks when football starts. And we're still going to get 45,000, you know, for games for Atlanta United.
I won't even go to football. But let me give you this scenario, and this is what I'm talking about when you talk about cities that have the opportunity to have that particular sport, or areas, regions, if you will, that have that particular sport
yep.
going on, and the traditional ones that are here. And I'm not even, like I said, I won't even get into baseball, basketball, and football. You're in Florida right now. You got the person whose name will not be mentioned. They're playing a match. It ain't gonna be a big rival, whoever it is. They're playing a match the same day as the Daytona 500.
Okay.
Who's going to have more people at that match? And this is one of the biggest names on the planet playing that.
You got more room for folks at Daytona 500.
Let's say they were equal. Let's say there were equal amounts. They were playing. Messi was playing with his team in a venue that held 100,000. Okay, so let's say they were playing the thing over University of Michigan or whatever.
Okay.
Or up in Tennessee,
okay.
Neyland Stadium.
They fill it up. You don't
What's
think so?
No. I'm asking you. Yeah, I believe they both fill it up.
Yeah.
I'm asking you, which one leads SportsCenter that night?
Oh, I don't know which one's leads.
I absolutely believe it's Daytona 500.
I don't
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
You know,
my point for saying that is I still think there's an uphill climb, MLS, in this country. And one of the things,
well, yeah.
why? Because you can't hang your hat on your team because that player, imagine how many kids bought Joseph Martinez jerseys that are now collecting dust in their closet.
Well, he didn't get transferred out. He had an injury.
He ain't
traded.
Here.
Right.
He ain't here.
Well, that's happening with all the teams, though.
But that's not the case in the other sports. That's all I'm saying is, and we know the attention span of some young folks.
Yeah.
And I'm actually in a broader sense questioning. Do you feel like they're going to get over this hurdle of still solidifying people? Maybe this is Jason Longshore, and he'd be screaming at me right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he would. He would.
But I'm just telling you how other people feel.
Because
I'm not in lockstep.
You got jerseys from all these other teams that the players ain't there no more.
I understand that. I'm talking about.
Well, you saying because Joseph Martinez jersey?
Yeah.
You know, right? That's the Jonte Murray jersey. What are they doing today?
Again, two different things. Jonte ain't a no champion. No, you can't even bring that one up. You want to bring up Freddie Freeman, then we can have a conversation.
Okay.
But that's still Freddie was here forever. And he won a chip here.
Okay.
Joseph Martinez was here for a minute and a half. He got the chip. He's gone.
Well, he was long as a team.
But I'm talking about the overall, like I said.
But he wasn't transferred. I'd like to think that if Joseph hadn't had a health issue and had an injury that he was slow to recover from, he'd probably still be playing for the team.
Okay.
You know? I mean, he wasn't one of those players that was designated to be moved out. People saw that early on with him. He was a striker for this league. He was a guy that was going to be around here. You know? But the different guys like Miguel Almiron, you saw that guy play, and you knew teams in other parts of the world were sizing him up.
You know what I am?
It doesn't happen to everybody. It doesn't happen to everybody because they play.
And I understand that. And I'm not down on it. I'm trying to understand it. I'm that old head who's not going, this sport is such and such and blah, blah, and I ain't paying. No, I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, you sound like D-Led.
I'm trying to understand.
You are sounding like D-Led.
No, that's what Jarvis does, D-Led.
No, you sound like D-Led.
I'm trying to understand it. So I am open to try
it. It's a minor league. It's a minor league. So
you got Nilla. She's gonna jump. It's a good thing that window don't open because she would be jumping out of it, looking at these two old dudes. We like the dudes in the balcony on the.
But
Muppets.
I'm just saying
that's
I'm
what's
just,
going on over here.
I'm just saying you sounded like D-Led.
I'm trying to understand. That's what it is. Hey, you know what? Did I mention this? We have the All-Star selection coming up tonight. All-Star game selection at 5 o'clock today. Over or under, 3 Braves.
Ooh.
Includes pitchers who will not be chosen today. So you got to figure Chris Sale's going to go.
Chris Sale's going to make it.
Two more everyday players? We'll find out.
Yeah.
5 o'clock.
Wow.
Today.
When the season began, you didn't think you would feel like this.
No, you wouldn't. But I'll be honest with you, I bet you a lot of guys are happy to have the time off.
Maybe
now
so.
It's like a week, right?
Yeah.
Happy to have the time off. Karen Pestana. She is covering Wimbledon. She will be joining us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. I did this tease like 30 minutes ago, didn't I? For the next hour? I was just a little bit early. Going to venture into Noel's World, but up next, Mr. Crenshaw is going to let you know what's going on locally. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Game.com.
the breeze float straight out of our lids. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us, floor rush, when they DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip-hop record. He touch the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents deep, fatter joints called undergrounds. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, boogie had to change.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 7th day of July. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. We'll be back next weekend, 6 until 10. All right, I'm going to be quiet here for a little while because I've been talking way too much these last two segments, so I don't want to go down a rabbit hole again, so I'm going to let you just take it from here. Because I don't want to, you know, keep us from what we want to talk about here. Last segment, we, like I said, we had some fun and didn't do a deeper dive.
So why we shouldn't? Why?
So now I'm going to let you know. Go ahead, run the show, man.
Why can't we continue to have fun?
We're going to keep having fun, but I know you want to get to what happened out there in Utah yesterday, so I don't want to start off thinking about something else here, which I have three thoughts on my head. If I activate any of them, we won't get to Atlanta United, so that's why I'm going to back up 10 yards and punt.
Back up 10 yards and punt?
Yep.
Why you got to be 10 yards? But honestly, folks.
Yes.
Yep.
Happy birthday, go ahead. Freddie Downtown Brown. Downtown Freddie Brown. Would it be, yeah.
Okay.
Long time. Yeah, so now we're back on track.
Okay.
There's some fun, too.
He's one of them guys.
You didn't think you'd hear about
that? No. That's
when
one
you
of
woke
them
up this morning.
Nope. So, nope. There you go. Nope. There you go. He's one of them guys. Just cross midcourt, give him the ball. That was his range.
That's right.
Absolutely. Atlanta United, my goodness. I guess if there's any, you know, good thing you say is that they get to play again soon. You know, they're playing, right?
Yes. They, right? As a matter of fact, they play Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
They have what's one of those Open Cup matches?
Open Cup match.
Yeah, so they're taking on Indy?
And I think that kind of comes at a good time for this team.
They've had success in those matches.
They've had success, and that's kind of what you need. You need to go out and do the things that you do and have something that works, you know, after some disappointments. And like you said, it's something for Rob Valentino. Things have gone well, you know, in this time of being interim. But now it's a little bit of a bump, and things became official with Thiago Almada. Yeah. That's the other thing that happened, and we knew that was on the way. But that transfer became official, and the team is going to get that record. You know what, 21 million. So that's huge what the team is getting in this transfer. The thing of it is, what do you do with it? Who do you get? And can they step in and mesh and fit in with this team to move them forward? But for now, you know, you're trying to do some things. It's hard to get goals. You know, so your defense has to be great. You can't have any leaks, any breakdowns. They had some of those on set pieces last night. And that's something, you know, that's. It's kind of assignments. Assignments, and there were some breakdowns, and, you know, this team didn't need any help. Salt Lake City is already a strong, potent team offensively. They didn't need any extra help. So this 5-2 loss is something very disappointing for Atlanta United. You go out and you fight, and you know it's going to be difficult. You got a long trip. You go up to New England. And, you know, if nothing else, this trip gave the team some time to do, you know, some bonding and saying, you know what? You know, Giakoumakis ain't going to come through the door and save us. You know, Almada's not going to come through the door. You know, and realize we all we got for right now. And you know, and really focus that way and build on who's here and not worry about who's not. I know Noel's working on some stuff. You let me know what you got. Got one of the goals?
Let's hear it.
Let's hear a goal.
Wolf flicks the ball back to Moyamba. Advantage play to Atlanta as Wiley will race down the far touchline. And sent across in for Rios. It bounces all the way through to Lennon. Right corner of the 18. Brooks another cross the back post. Header score. Rios. 4-2 as Rios stays hot and scores again.
Yeah, Daniel Rios getting his fifth goal. And Kanji,
you heard it in his voice.
You could tell how the night had been going.
Like he just got audited.
Oh, my man. Goodness. Yeah, you could tell how the evening had been and some of the disappointment and seeing the team having some struggles. But getting a goal, 5-2, your final. So you were hoping on one of those stops that maybe you could have at least had a draw and come back with 1 point, if not even the 3 points. Weren't able to do that. So now they come back and try to circle the wagons and regroup. And Noel, you let me know if you got something from one of anything from Coach. You let me know if you got one of them. Okay. Let's take a listen to Rob Valentino as he talks about the goals that were surrendered.
Yeah, I think the goals that we gave up are extremely disappointing. We have to work so hard to score, so hard. And I felt like we gave it away.
So it's tough for him to say that. I mean, you know, because it's hard to come, not just goals, but just opportunities for goals.
What does he have different now than his first tenure as interim coach? And I realize there's some players here, but
well, he's got he was coming off a coach that wasn't popular. He was coming. He was. With, I won't say the team was angry, but they had the coach that he
you mean replaced. Now or before?
No, but before the place.
Right.
Yeah, before.
I would think that would be the case now because we had a conversation. At least I instigated it, where I thought, well, maybe these guys ain't playing hard for this dude, which we see in football. I said that.
Yeah,
that was my.
Yeah,
idea. I didn't say that.
I don't think that was the case at all.
I was wondering if that, given that train of thought, that this is possibly the reason why.
No, but before it was a coach that wasn't very popular. You know, I think Gonzalo Pineda didn't have that issue. They just, you know, injuries and then just a lot of unfortunate things that were happening. I don't think they were down on him. Nothing that I've heard anybody talk to say that they gave up on him. And so here's a team that's, you know, started out the season with a lot of anticipation, a lot of great expectation, but a lot of things have happened. You don't see the things happening that some of your top players or your producers are going to get transferred out to other places, and you don't have them.
That's the magic part about this. That's
true. But you know what? It is our turn. It has happened to other teams in this league, and this, you know, is your turn. You know, it's what you do to do. Oh, right.
That MLS has that's the problem. And I wonder if that's one of the reasons why it doesn't ascend to a level that a lot of people have said.
Well, that's just it. You trying it with this guy down in Miami. The guy down in Miami is going to change
his
name. Stuff.
Like he's Baltimore. the guy in Miami is
going to change a lot of opinions on a lot of things to where this league fits in among leagues around the world. I don't know if this league will ever, you know, get to the point of the leagues, you know, the leagues in Europe because how long they've been established and the deep, deep, deep pockets they got.
Question. Isn't this the third time we've seen this happen where the speculation was that this particular all-time great is going to change this? We saw it with Pele. Then we saw it with Beckham. Now we're talking about
a whole different.
Everything is a little different because it's not the same situation, but it's still this particular sport, which is trying to grow amongst the redwoods that are the other sports that you have here in America that you got to compete with.
Right.
You can't.
I think it's grown to the fact that I don't know what the average attendance was for the Chiefs back in the day, but it definitely what we're getting here now. In town, so I mean that's to me that speaks volumes. The fact of what we're doing here, never mind what may be happening in Chicago or in Philadelphia or in New England or L.A.
Let me give you a scenario.
It's what we're doing here in a place where it's supposed to be a tough sell. Right. It's supposed to be a tough sell, especially in a few weeks when football starts, and we're still going to get 45,000, you know, for games for Atlanta United.
I won't even go to football. But let me give you this scenario, and this is what I'm talking about when you talk about cities that have the opportunity to have that particular sport, or areas, regions, if you will, that have that particular sport going on and the traditional ones that are here. And I'm not even, like I said, I won't even get into baseball, basketball, and football. You're in Florida right now. You got the person whose name will not be mentioned. They're playing a match. It ain't gonna be a big rival, whoever it is. They're playing a match the same day as the Daytona 500.
Okay.
Who's gonna have more people at that match? And this is one of the biggest names on the planet playing that.
You got more room for folks at Daytona 500.
Let's say they were equal. Let's say there were equal amounts. They were playing. Messi was playing with his team in a venue that held 100,000. Okay, so say they were playing the thing over University of Michigan or whatever.
Okay.
Or up in Tennessee, Neyland Stadium.
They fill it up. You don't think so?
No. I'm asking you. Yeah, I believe they both fill it up.
Yeah.
I'm asking you, which one leads SportsCenter that night?
Oh, I don't know which one's leads.
I absolutely believe it's Daytona 500.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't.
My point for saying that is I still think there's an uphill climb, MLS, in this country. And one of the things,
well,
why? Because you can't hang your hat on your team because that player, imagine how many kids bought Joseph Martinez jerseys that are now collecting dust in their closet.
Well, he didn't get transferred out. He had an injury.
He ain't here.
Well, that's happened with all the teams, though.
But that's not the case in the other sports. That's all I'm saying is, and we know the attention span of some young folks.
Yeah.
And I'm actually in a broader sense questioning. Do you feel like they're going to get over this hurdle of still solidifying people? Maybe this is Jason Longshow, and he'd be screaming at me right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he would. He would.
But I'm just telling you how other people feel, because I'm not in lockstep.
You got jerseys from all these other teams that the players ain't there no more.
I understand that. I'm talking about
what you said, because Joseph Martinez jersey,
yeah,
you know, right? That's the Jontae Murray jersey. What are they doing today?
Again, two different things. Jontae didn't win no champion. No, you can't even bring that one up. You want to bring up Freddie Freeman, then we can have a conversation.
Okay.
But that's still, Freddie was here forever, and he won a chip here.
Okay.
Joseph Martinez was here for a minute and a half. He got the chip. He's gone.
Well, he was long as a team.
But I'm talking about the overall, like I said.
But he wasn't transferred. I'd like to think that if Joseph hadn't had a health issue, had an injury that he was slow to recover from, he'd probably still be playing for the team.
Okay.
You know? I mean, he wasn't one of those players that was designated to be moved out. People saw that early on with him. He was a striker for this league. He was a guy that was going to be around here, you know. But the different guys like Miguel Almiron, you saw that guy play, and you knew teams in other parts of the world were sizing him up.
You know what I am?
It doesn't happen to everybody. It doesn't happen to everybody because they play in the
city. And I understand that. And I'm not down on it. I'm trying to understand it. I'm that old head who's not going, this sport is such and such and blah, blah, and I ain't paying. No, I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, you sounding like D-Led.
I'm trying to understand.
You are sounding like D-Led.
No, that's what Jarvis does, D-Led.
No, you sound like D-Led.
I'm trying to understand it. So I am open to trying to understand.
It's a minor league. It's a minor league. So.
You got Nilla. She's gonna jump. It's a good thing that window don't open, because she would be jumping out of it looking at these two old dudes. We like the dudes in the balcony on the
Muppets.
But
I'm just saying,
that's what's going on over here.
I'm just saying, you sounded like D.
I'm trying to understand. That's what it is. Hey, you know what? Did I mention this? We have the All-Star selection coming up tonight. All-Star game selection at 5 o'clock today. Over under, 3 Braves.
Ooh,
includes pitchers who will not be chosen today. So you got to figure Chris Sale's going to go.
Chris Sale's going to make it.
Two more everyday players? We'll find out.
Yeah.
5 o'clock.
Wow.
Today.
When the season began, you didn't think you would feel like this.
No, you wouldn't. But I'll be honest with you, I bet you a lot of guys are happy to have the time off.
Because
now
so.
It's like a week, right?
Yeah.
Happy to have the time off. Karen Pestana, she is covering Wimbledon. She will be joining us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. I did this tease like 30 minutes ago, didn't I? For the next hour, I was just a little bit early. Going to venture into Noel's world, but up next, Mr. Crenshaw's going to let you know what's going on locally. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.